Songs in the Night for August 25th. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Psalm 92, verse 1. There are millions of people in the world who have never heard of God's wonderful plan. Therefore, our mouths should be used in praising God. We should be continually remembering the Lord in all of our moments of rest, whether upon a bed or wherever it may be. The great and holy laws of God find expression in Him. We should think of God as the personification of all that is just, loving, kind, wise in character and in principle. This should stimulate us to be like Him. The more we appreciate a noble character, the more we desire to emulate it. The more we see of God's mighty works in nature and His mercies toward us, in that same proportion our hearts and lips will praise Him. If there is a prophetic thought connected with this passage, it is that all through the dark ages, all through the nighttime of this age, God's faithful people have been praising Him. All of His true people have been praising Him and have done so with joyful lips. Those who have not been doing this are not of this class. We should, therefore, render praise to our God. We should meditate more and more upon His holy will and ways, and strive to conform ourselves thereto. Thus shall we become more and more like unto our Father in heaven. Zion's Watchtower, 1915, page 312, hymn 235. The text again. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Psalm 92, verse 1.